The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
In Jesus' mighty name, amen. I say, Resurrection, good morning to each and every one of you. I welcome you to Power for Today, Power for Today, coming your way from Destiny House podcast of Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi down near Ebony Hotel. I'm the servant of the Lord, Delali Boja, being assisted by Gladys, Boja Worldwide, and his team, Pascal, and others are our technicians. Beloved, once again, you are warmly welcome to Power for Today. Power for Today. I was happy yesterday when one of our hard-working women sent a testimony which will be read on Sunday, but maybe I'll give it one of the days when she referred to Sunday service that, so the devil wanted me to miss Power for Today. Power for Today. I say, wow. Yes, Sunday service is also becoming Power for Today. Power for Today. I received a testimony after church service yesterday from our hardworking woman. We all know her, who nearly didn't make it to church because of the pains on her shoulders. And even when she was coming to church, The car had a flat tire. Somebody had to point to her. Her family had to join another car to come while she was waiting to have it fixed. And then, in fact, the pains on the shoulders were too much. You can see that. Then she was saying that, so what? The devil knows. Something in her was saying that you can't miss it. Finally, they got somebody to fix the tie. And when she got to church, it wasn't easy. While she was sitting down, her upper part full of pain, she was just managing. But according to her, as the man of God was preaching yesterday, and I was pacing through, you know, sometimes I don't know, Holy Spirit, help us. Help us to know how you move us. I would just have an urge to begin to do something. Sometimes I am resisting. I don't want to move among the people. But I just found myself moving among the people. And when I got to where she was sitting, I just tapped her shoulders, the right and the left. I put my hand there, right, left, like that, and continued to move. She said, after that touch on the shoulders, the pain disappeared. The pain has just disappeared. And from that time, she enjoyed the service. And this testimony was sent to me, some few hours after we closed the service yesterday. Beloved, God is working. And I wish everyone online the same touch. Amen. Even those who hear my voice, I wish you the same touch. Amen. The same touch. The same touch. Vida Fenoku, it's a long time I've seen you in church, eh? Let us know things that are happening to you people when you are not around, so that we know the days are evil. We should not stay away for too long. Some of us, I know it is work. Some, I know it is school. Some, I know it is other things. But some, by the time you hear, do you see them at church? And you ask, I didn't see you for some time. It was sickness. They were sick. Sad people, you only hear bad news. The bad news these days are too much. I am having too many broken hearts. Yesterday, I planned this morning to visit my spiritual fathers who called me a week ago, and I said, I will come. The next day, the children sent a message that he has been rushed to Nyaho Hospital, Reverend Akwaka Alasan of the United Assemblies of God at my 7th year. A man who really loves me, and I also love him. And I plan that today, Monday, I will go and see him. Yesterday after church, I received a very bad news that Sunday morning he has passed. Please, let's be united. When you know that you are not around, make sure that church leaders are aware, because I don't know what is happening. Make sure that church leaders are aware of what is happening to you. At least, one prayer travels anywhere. That is very, very important. Or you feel that something is happening to you. A man of God sent me a message on Messenger, who happened to come on our, 11th hour prayer parade, and then needs counseling. I see this man of God prophesying to people. He sent me an audio of his ministry, and I was shocked that the same person was the one who has typed what he typed. Man of God, sometimes I am so frustrated, disillusioned, I feel suicide. I just want to kill myself. I just want to do this to myself, this and this and this and that. I wish I can read my response. Man of God, are you born again? Have you served under authority? Are you called to do what you are doing? How did you start your ministry? Have you jilted somebody in life? Have you broken any lady's heart? Have you stayed under spiritual authority? How did you leave spiritual authority? How did you go to start your ministry? How did you do this? And you know the response. I don't know all this. I don't know all this. I don't know all this. Hey, I don't know all this. I say all these things, they open the way for persistent. Is it persistent or persistent? Somebody say persistent. Persistent attacks. Attacks, they open doors. Hey, man of God, I am indebted to you. I don't know all this. Then I ask him, then what do you know? If you don't know all these simple, simple things, then what do you know? So now what happens to the people he's prophesying to? You are just moving by the gift. The world is governed by principles and standards. Universal laws govern the world. If you don't know, you don't know. What you don't know can kill you before your time. And what you know can save you. Yes. The reason why the devil is no more respecting the church and men of God is because men of God have broken standards and ignore principles. Broken standards and ignore what? Principles. So right from day one, you have made yourself not to be listened to, not to be respected. Your authority is never to be heard, respected. My authority is respected because in spite of the painful things that my senior pastor did to me, which people don't know, yes, painful things he said, painful treatment, no one served under that man and left with peace. I submitted until the Lord himself took me away. For 1 year, I didn't have anything to do with him. I would drive and pass in front of the church. I would never enter there. One day he saw me when I had gone there to check my name in the voters register, because that was where I registered. He drove past. I was in the queue. I planned after checking my name, I would just go. Then he sent somebody to come and call me that when I finish, I should come up. I finished. I went up. He said, Dela, what have I done to you? I can't sleep. Since you left here, when your name comes into my mind, even if it's midnight, from that time, I cannot sleep. What is it? I am here to apologize. I brought you here to apologize to you. I was shocked. I said, Papa, I am also sorry. I know that maybe when I'm here, I was here, I've also done things against you. I knelt down. He was going to kneel down. I said, no, I knelt down first. We held our hands and we prayed. From that day, 1995, from that day, we have become one. Anywhere he goes, he's mentioning my name. People call me, I used to so and so, beloved. This power for today is a school. We learn a lot. I don't know why I'm saying these things, because there are men of God and bishops online and all that. Yes, so, beloved, our days are such that, why is it that people are just dying like chickens today? Why? Men of God. Look, there is no more, how do you call it? Separation. Which words should I use? When some people are separated from others, which word? It's like the same thing is happening to everybody. Between believers and unbelievers, which word? When the same thing is happening, no difference. No difference. I'm telling you, Christians are dying in numbers. Unbelievers are dying in numbers. Why? Do you know why? Christians, do you know why? Breaking of standards, compromising standards, and ignoring principles. That's all. That's all. That's all. People are going to marry and they are misbehaving. Yesterday I nearly blew. But for the first time, I held myself and held myself and held myself and held myself. Held myself. I nearly used the word I've been using. And I've really told God that He should help me not to use that word again. Like somebody standing in front, they would have fallen down. What? And then you think you go and you are fine. You don't know. You don't know. People are blind. People are blind. They are blinded by blind love or blind whatever they call it. When they cannot see to me. Anyway, you won't bring it back to me. So that one, I'm speaking in parables. Beloved, turn your Bibles with me. We want to read Psalm 114. We are praying Father's visit. We are praying Father's visit. We are praying Father's visit. Our theme is praying the Father's visit or presence. Praying the Father's visit or presence. Beloved, God is teaching us a lot. I'm telling you, God is really teaching us a lot. Psalm 114, verse 1 to 8. When Israel came out of Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of foreign tongue, Judah became God's sanctuary, Israel His dominion. The sea looked and fled. The Jordan turned back. Verse 2, do you know why I say Judah became God's sanctuary? Because God was dwelling among them. When God is dwelling among you, when you are walking with God, like we have the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ in our heart, you become a sanctuary. You are the temple of God. The New Testament says the temple of God, the temple of the Holy Spirit. The temple of the Holy Spirit. Judah became God's sanctuary. Israel, His dominion. You become the dominion of God. 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 Beloved, be conscious that you are a sanctuary. Be conscious that you are carrying God. And when you are carrying God, the devil and demons run away from you. I'm telling you. They flee from you. Christians, do you know? Do you know? It doesn't mean that when I am saying this generally, it doesn't mean that it's general. Look, I know Christians who are obeying the standard. I know Christians who are following principles. I know Christians who are really obedient. I am telling you. Yes, they are obedient. They are trying everything they can. Look, we are all a work in progress, including me, the Laliboja. We are a work in progress, so we are not perfect yet. God is still working on us. Somebody called me and said, Papa, you are too open. Ah, Papa, oh, the things you say, men of God don't say these things. That's why before you realize they are falling, before you realize they die, before you realize things happen, because they show themselves as if they are angels. I say, no, I am not an angel. What I'm not, I am not. I am purely human. God is still working on me just as He works on you. Yes, there are some things I have passed from your level. I am not in your level. But still at my level, there are things God is still working on me. Yes, there are still things God is working. So look, there are people who are trying. But do you know why the devil is still having an upper hand? Two things. Ignorance. Lack of revelation. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Hosea 4 says, lack of knowledge. Where there is no revelation, the people cast out restraint. Where there is no revelation, the people cast out restraint. Look, when I was 16 years, God started speaking to me. God started showing me who I was going to be at the age of 16. When I got to the age of 20 years, God started telling me who I am, what I am going to do. Your work is a divine work. I was in secondary school form 4. Your work is a divine work. Your work is a divine work. Your work is a divine work. And God also showed me who my wife is. Who my wife is. This thing didn't just come like that. It was because almost every Tuesday I would fast up to 3 o'clock and pray when we are in class. A little break, I will be, Lord, my wife, Lord, my wife, Lord, my wife, prepare me and prepare her. Let me know who my wife will be. I don't want to make a mistake. 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 Yes, from secondary school for one, because God spoke to me under the mango plantation. Oh, I thank God. I took our woman there, Mrs. Babina Finwalker. I showed her the place under the mango plantation. When they went to do a documentary for me, I said, this is where I used to. The place has become bushy. Bush. And, oh, I saw one huge mango tree. I remember. It is still there, Akpafutuji. Yes, it is still there. And I heard the voice of God, Dela, now that you are born again, begin to pray for your marriage. Audible voice. I look inside up to the mango tree around. I didn't see anybody. Ah! I ran away and went to see catechist Adai. I was shivering. He said, my son, Dela, what is happening? Because he was taking us to the new convert course when we became born again in EP Church, Bible Study and Prayer Group. He was taking us through the book of James. Those, I could quote the book of James verbatim. We memorized the book of James. We memorized the book of James. That was when James chapter 1 verse 5. That was when I started praying for the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Wisdom and revelation. No, I was praying for sensitivity. Give me the spirit of wisdom and sensitivity. Wisdom and sensitivity. It was when I went to secondary school and were being taught spiritual this thing. I went to Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17 and I got to know that it is wisdom and revelation. And truly, truly, these were the first gift God gave me. Speaking in tongues. Then wisdom and knowledge. Word of knowledge, oh, I have operated it. One day I was moving with the lady pastor. And I said, you see that lady coming? She's called this. She's from this town. She's from this. She's this. She's going to this place. She said, how do you know? Do you know her? The lady passed us. After we passed, I said, you. Why you just talk like that? Then I clack, pat, pat, pat. She stopped. I said, please, can I talk? Say yes. Are you so-and-so? Are you this? Are you this? The lady was looking at me. Say yes. Yes. He said, well, when you were coming, the Lord just, and you can't tell how you know. You can't tell how you know. The lady pastor was just standing looking at me. You know. That's word of knowledge. May God give everyone online word of knowledge. May God give everyone online word of knowledge. May God give you revelation and wisdom. May God give you word of knowledge. When you have word of knowledge, let me tell you, you are ahead. Look, spiritual gifts, they make you Christian ahead. They make us ahead. So do you know why we are still suffering? It's because of lack of knowledge and lack of what? Revelation. Lack of knowledge. we Christian life, because of you, people should follow you to church. I'm telling you, people should follow. Things that are happening to others should not happen to us. What? They shouldn't happen to us. But we are blind, ignorance, and lack of what? Revelation. Revelation. So because God was dwelling among them, in Psalm 114 verse 2. Let me say, sometimes I wonder how people made mistakes. So you see, let me say this. We are learning. Look, anything you have not paid the price of prayer for, you won't get it. Let me say it again. Anything you have not paid the price of serious prayer. I was praying from 12:50 to 3:25. Yes, from 12:50 last night to 3:25. And when I was praying, God was just opening my eyes. I was just seeing the way children are fooling us in the church. Fooling us. Because when we look at their marital choices, you can see that these people, they are just fooling you. They just go and sit down. All that you are preaching doesn't enter. You are teaching them, directing them, opening their eyes. But when they go and bring some kind of people, then you know that this one, they haven't prayed. This one, they already haven't sex. This one, they already living in sin. When they go in now, and then there are problems, then they don't know where to carry it to. Carry it on your head. Carry it on your head. I was praying and God, I just saw it. I said, these people are just fooling us. They are just fooling us. They are there listening to you and taking notes, recording, taking the pictures of the prayers, and you think they will apply it when they are making choices. They will apply it to they live the way they like. They do what they like. And when they are having problems, then they are blaming pastors and the church and God. Where is God? Where is God? Because you have chosen your way. And you know, child of God, God knows, so he knows that, the devil knows that you must live by the will of God and the standards of God. So when you are not living like that, you are living in disobedience, you are living no standard, you are compromising, you are living without principle. Do you know what you do? You are living his way, because Satan has no standard. Satan has no principle. He broke the standard in heaven. In fact, that was why he was cast down. So when you are a child of God, you are also living without standard. You are also living without principle. You are living his way. I am telling you, you are living what? His way. I am not saying that any pastor should give you a husband. No, no, no. Pray and let the Holy Spirit lead you. He will lead you. We are just to guide you. That's all we are talking about. How can somebody who has become a sanctuary of God, a dominion of God, how can that person just die? How can that person just fall into a trap? Make a mistake. We can, because we are human. Let me tell you, if you are truly doing your best and you fall into any trap, God will deliver you. When you make a mistake, God will turn your mistake into a blessing. Yes, if you are really, you love God and you marry and you realize that I've married to a wrong person, God will change that person. I'm telling you, God can change that person. God will transform that person, or God will give you what? The grace to manage the person. The grace to do what? To manage the person. God will give you the grace to manage the person. Father, I thank you. You are surprising me. When I was praying, the Lord said, pray the Father's visit. I said, what are we going to pray? How are we going to pray the Father? What am I going to share? Because I prayed this yesterday at church. Look at the way he's leading me. Look at the way he's leading me. So you see, and then, so because God, Judah, has become God's sanctuary and Israel has become his dominion, what happened? When they met the Red Sea, verse 3, when they met the Red Sea, what happened? The sea looked and fled. Why did the sea flee? Because God was dwelling among them. Because the Father's visit, the Father's presence was ahead of them. When you read Exodus 14, I think verse 16, when the Israelites were crying, and then Moses said, be still and know that the Lord is God, the Israelites, the Egyptians you see today, you know, see. What did God tell Moses? He said, why are you crying? Move forward. Before he asked him to say, why are you crying? Move forward. Move forward. Move forward. Why did God say move forward? Because he was already ahead of them. And remember in Exodus 33, whatever. In fact, before even then, he said, I will send my angel ahead of you. I will send my angel ahead of you. My presence will be with you. The presence was already there with them. Look, the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. You know, they are angels. Oh. They are angels. They were already ahead of them. So move forward. Move forward. So the sea fled before the pillar of the cloud and fire. The sea fled. The sea fled. You don't know what you are carrying, child of God. You don't know what you are carrying. And because the devil knows that we don't know, he's cheating us and settling us for less. And especially when we open our mouths and we are crying in the way that, why me? Me alone. Why am I going through this? Why this? So, so, and so. Then we are making the devil happy. When you are a sanctuary of God, a dominion of God, the sea looked and fled. The Jordan turned back. The mountains skipped like rams. The hills like lambs. Maybe this mountain, I'm yet to research. Maybe this mountain is the mountain of Mizpah. When you go to Mizpah, you see a valley, a very deep valley, about 1 kilometer deep. Valley, very far. Understand it was a mountain. And one day, the mountain just started sinking. The word is sinking. The mountain just started sinking. In fact, that is where Samuel put the stone. This is how far, Ebenezer. Look, anybody who has gone to Israel and you go to Mizpah, it's like Ghana map. We were there. When people were coming, say, hey, Ghana map, Ghana, Ghana, Ghana. It's like Ghana map. I'm telling you, it's like Ghana map. They carved a huge stone, planted it there, like Ghana map, Ghana map. Ghana is blessed. Ghana map, whichever country you are following from, that country is also blessed. Ghana map. It's like Ghana map. And just beside it is the valley. Maybe, I am saying maybe, but I'm here to, because I don't know which mountain escaped. So even mountain escaped like rams, the hills like lambs. If you're online and you know what this mountain means, please let me know because we are all learning. Okay, in Mark chapter 11, verse 23, if you say to this mountain, those are obstacles. Those mountains are problems. But this one is talking about the sea, the Jordan, physical sea. So it's talking about physical mountain. Yes. So we need to research. Verse 5. Why was it, O sea, that you fled? O Jordan, that you turned back? You mountains, that you skipped like ram? You hills, like lamb? They were asking the mountain. They are personifying this thing. Why did you run away? Why did you flee? Look at the answer. 7. Tremble, O earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, who turned the rock into a pool, the hard rock into springs of water. I told you yesterday, I show you in Exodus 17, 1 to 8. Exodus 17, 1 to 8. When they got to, is it Rephidim or some place and there was no water? And they started quarreling and grumbling. God told Moses, feed the elders. Go and stand by the rock. Go to the rock. I will be standing by the rock. I will be standing by the strike it. And the rock will bring forth water. Oh my God. Look. The father's visit is a package. The father's visit and the father's presence changes things. It breaks veils of covering. It opens you up to the next realm. I'm telling you, father's visit or father's presence breaks limitations, moves boundaries, barriers, fulfills every delay. Father's visit and father's presence does a lot of things. Yes, like I shared with you, we have abiding presence and then manifested presence. Abiding presence, we are talking about manifested presence. We are all living in the abiding presence, but manifested presence, you can create an atmosphere where you are living in the manifested presence. And do you know what the Lord was telling me when I was praying? Look, Father, the Father is already inside you. Stir the Spirit. You can stir the Father's visit from within. Father's visit is dramatic and normal. Dramatic. Like Acts chapter 16. When the Father visited Paul and Silas in prison, there was a mighty earthquake. The prison door flew open. Everybody's chain fell. It can be dramatic like that. But father's visit can also be normal, like Genesis 28, when Jacob got to lose Bethel, when he was running away, and he got there and slept, and then he dreamt that, and he saw a ladder, a staircase from connecting from heaven to heaven to earth, and he saw angels up and down, and the Lord standing at the top. When he woke up, he said, this is the presence of the Lord. That was father's hot visit. It is normal. It comes in the dream. Yes, father's visit can also be a prompting. I don't like using the word. You just feel the presence. There is a way I've been feeling the anointing. I feel the anointing like fire, like electrical currents. You saw the testimony that were read when I gave the mantle at the crossover. Somebody held it. Say, I felt like electrical current. Yes. I feel that almost, not every day, almost all the time. Almost all the time. Even right now, as I'm speaking, I am feeling it from under my feet. Sometimes I feel it on my hands. Sometimes I feel it in my ears. I've been asking God, so when I'm feeling like that, what should I do? Because that is your presence. That is your power. When I'm feeling it in my mouth, I begin to prophesy to people. I begin to prophesy to myself. Beloved, father's visit is real. There are various ways that you can experience father's visit. But the main key is that be conscious of it. Be conscious of it. Even as we are connected right now, be conscious that the father is with you. He is already inside you. Why is it some people receive some prayer point and they type and they say, let's pray like this? It is inspiration because their spirit is tuned. So they have gotten an additional inside. Yes, we need father's visit. We can arouse the father's visit from within us. Father's visit come to advertise you. Father's visit come to introduce you. Father's visit come to graduate you. Somebody can write this down. Father's visit, they come, number one, to advertise you. Advertise you. Number two, to introduce you. Introduce you. Introduce you. Number three, to graduate you. Graduate you. Number four, to honor you. Number four, to honor you. Number five, to reward you. Number five, to reward you. Number six, to grant you privilege information. Privilege information. Like Genesis 18. When God with his two angels visited Abraham. Can we hide this from Abraham? So Father's visit come to give you privileged information. Father's visit also come to bring a turnaround and a change of story. Father's visit also brings answers, the exact answer. The one thing, Father's visit also brings solutions, the exact solutions. Others have penned down, Father's visit also do the following. Father's visit also do the following. It shortens your path. I'm telling you, Father's visit shortens your path. Father's visit gives you speed. It gives you speed. Father's visit fastens things in your life. It quickens things. It makes things fast. Something you should have achieved in 10 years, you can achieve it in 6 months. Father's visit, you can achieve it in 6 months. Father's visit also resets you. It sets you up, resets you. Father's visit restores you. Father's visit revives you. We want to pray now. You have had enough. In fact, Father's visit also come to separate you from darkness. Father's visit, it also come to do what? Separate you. It brings separation. It sets you apart from others and from darkness. Yes. Father's visit, how does it come? It comes in revelation. It comes in knowledge. It comes in understanding of the word. It comes through prompting. Say, my Lord and my God, I thank you for your word. I thank you for this insight. Let's thank God right now. Let's thank God for the word. Let's thank God for the word. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Yes, my own sister, Madam Philomena, you receive it. Satan is living for himself. Yes. Yes. So you see, when you are living for yourself, when you don't obey standards, when you compromise standards, when you compromise principles, when you do all those things, you are living Satan's life, because that was how he started living in heaven, for which he was cast down. You can never live like that and make it. Never. You can't. You are living his ways, and then you are binding him. I bind you. When you have already chosen your man, you didn't bring God in. You didn't ask God. You didn't allow him to tell you, to prompt you that, okay, this is good for you, my son. This is good for you, my daughter. You've already started sleeping. You've already started having your way. Then you are binding Satan. I bind you in the name of Jesus. He's laughing. You see why problems are not going? You see why they are not going? That is why our general superintendent brought the thing, holiness. This all holiness. I'm telling you. It is all righteousness. It is all holiness. Who is leading you into that thing? Who is leading you? God was telling me something about the ministry. The ministry has nothing to do. Pastors, wow. The ministry is not about being smart. These young pastors, be smart. When you see any pastor saying, you must be smart, you must be fast. The Lord was telling, ministry is not about being smart, being fast, being whatever. is about what the Holy Spirit is leading. How is he leading that program that you have organized to make money? That thing that you have organized so that people will do this, so that you can get this. You want to be smart. Is it the Holy Spirit that is leading you? Is it the Holy Spirit that is inspiring you? What is inspiring that program? That's the ministry. That's why classes are dying. Things are happening. I'm telling you, because we have chosen the path of Satan. We are living our own and doing our own way. Lord, have mercy on us. Say, Lord, have mercy on us. 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 Lord, have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy. Oh Lord, deliver us. Have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy.
In Jesus' name. Thank you. Thank you, Connie. Daddy, we are not fooling you, but ourselves. At the end of the day, we will be enjoying the fruit of our decision. God bless you, Connie. You will never make mistake.
Amen.
God will honor you. And let me tell you, look, people will be talking. But those of you who have decided to please, anyone that has decided to please God, God will honor you.
Amen.
I say God will honor you.
Amen.
Today, do you know what is happening to Lady Pastor and myself? Our seniors, our mates, those who were in sixth form, when we were in form one and form two, we have become their counselors. The things they tell us, they can't tell anybody. We have become their seniors. I'm telling you, we have become our classmates. We have become their everything. That's why they can't change me as the president of Champions 84. I say, I don't want it again. They say, only you. You and Gladys, you alone. Why? Do you know, we decided to please God. Those days, people were fooling. We know them all. They were really fooling. If we tell you the life they were leading in school, some of them, they were interviewed for my documentary. One lady that was interviewed for my documentary. I tell you, if you know the life she was leading in school, today she is born again. I know. We have become their everything. When they see us, if they are carrying us. Look, God will honor you. Those you think they are gone ahead of you, you will realize that they haven't gone anywhere. I'm telling you. When you decide to please God, those you think they are gone ahead of you, you will realize that they are not gone anywhere. Today, some of the pastors, the people we thought they are gone ahead of, the news we are hearing from them. Oh my God. Look. It is not what you are hearing, no. It is not what people are putting on Facebook, oh. Facebook is one of the fake areas, I'm telling you. Fake. You think everything people put on Facebook is real? You don't know. You don't know. You don't know. Yes, Carol, Ghana is really blessed for having ministers of God like you, Reverend Doctor. God bless you, my own Carol. God bless you from Cote d'Ivoire, my own Malin, Agre, my own Olga, my own Natalie. In fact, among these people now, I'm getting confused. Who is my first? Hey, God help me this morning. I don't want to create any trouble. Yes, let's pray now. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
My Father. I need your visit. I pray for the Father's 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 visit. I need the Father's visit. Lord, I need the Father's visit. I need the Father's visit in my life. Lord, I need the Father's visit. 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 Li papa rakata kabayakata kabayakata. Li papa rakata kabayakata kabayakata kabayakata. Li papa rakata kabalukutu kabarakata. Li papa rakata kabalakata. Ile papa rakata kabalukutu kabalakata kabaya. Li papa rakata kabalakata. Li papa rakata kabayakata kabayakata. Li papa rakata kabayakata kabayakata. Li papa rakata kabababababa. I papa rakata kabalekete kabalekete kabalekete. Li papa rakete kabalekete 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 kabalekete. Li papa rakata kabalekete kabalekete. Li papa lekete kabalekete kabalekete. Li papa rakata kabalukutu kabalekete kabale. Li papa rakata kabalekete kabalekete kabale. Yes Lord, rakata kabayakata kabayakata. Li papa lekete kabalekete kabalekete kabale. Li papa lokutu kabalekete kabalukutu kabale. Marakata kabayakata 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 kabaya. In Jesus' mighty name. The Lord was just telling me something. He said, you are asking. I just wrote it down. My people are asking, why are things not working for me? Why are things not working for me? It's because you are living Satan's way. You are living Satan's life. No standards. No principles. Living on your own. You meet a man in your office. You meet a man at the train station. You meet a man at the bus stop. You meet a man at the neighborhood. You meet a man in the church. And then you think you can flow, you can marry. Without asking me the plans I have for you, that this, the plans you have for me, is this man or woman the right person for me? I am just quoting what God is telling me right now. The plans you have for me, your purpose, that this man or woman fit into your purpose for me. That is what, just what the Lord is saying. I don't know who. This may be a message for somebody. Say, Lord, I need the Father's visit. I need the Father's visit. Lord, I need the Father's visit. 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 In my life, oh Lord, I need the Father's visit. I need the Father's visit. I need the Father's visit. Lord, I need the Father's visit. I need the Father's visit. This week, I need the Father's visit. 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 I need the Father's visit.
Lord, I need the Father's visit.
I need the Father's visit.
This week, I need the Father's visit.
I need the Father's visit.
I need the Father's visit.
Lord, I need the Father's visit.
I need the Father's visit.
I need the Father's visit.
Yes, Lord.
I need the Father's visit.
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 Today, today,
I need the Father's visit.
I need the Father's visit.
Lord, I need the Father's visit.
Lord, I need the Father's visit.
Lord, I need the Father's visit.
I need the Father's
visit. Lord, I need the Father's visit.
I need the Father's visit.
Lord, 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 I need the Father's visit.
Lord,
I need the Father's visit.
Lord, I need the Father's visit.
Lord, I need the Father's visit.
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 Lord, 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 I need the Father's visit.
today. In the name of Jesus Christ. I need the Father's visit. Lord, I need the Father's visit. I need the Father's visit. I need the Father's visit. Yes, in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord, give us your visit today. Please give us your visit this week. We need your visit.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say, oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
I need your visit.
Your visit
in my life,
in my life,
in my marriage,
in my marriage,
in my home,
in my home,
in my career,
in my career,
in my business,
in my business,
in my office,
my office,
at my workplace,
my workplace,
in my family,
in my family,
in this neighborhood, in this neighborhood. I need the Father's visit.
Father's visit.
Come on.
In my life.
I need the Father's visit.
Let my marriage
experience the Father's visit.
Let my husband
experience the Father's visit.
Let my wife
and my children
experience the Father's visit.
Let my home
experience the Father's visit. Let my parents, Lord, experience the Father's visit. Let my wife, let my children, experience the Father's visit. Let my spouse, experience the Father's visit. Let my siblings, 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 experience the anything that will stop the father's visit, that will block the father's visit.
Lord, have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy on us.
We renounce it to God. We confess it to Lord. We renounce it to Lord. We confess it to Lord. We renounce it to Lord. We confess it to Lord. We renounce it to Lord. We confess it to Lord. We renounce it to Lord. We confess it to Lord. We renounce it to Lord. We confess it to Lord. We renounce it to Lord.
We confess it to Lord.
Li papa rakata kabaya kata kabaya.
Li papa rakata kabaya. Li pepe etete bar. Li pepe etete baruku tu kabaya. Li papa lekete kebale. Li papa lekete kebaruku tu kabaya kata kabaya kata.
Li pepe etete bar. Li papa lekete kebarakata kabaya.
Of your visit, O Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Excuse me, that your stubborn husband. Look, let me tell you, People are going through things, especially in marriage. I'm telling you. A woman was telling me, we met a couple. The way the husband sleeps with her, they pay like what term did she use? Those years. She said aqua. Excuse me 1,000 times. Or deal to say aqua. Aqua. The man was sitting down. He said, Pastor, what do you mean to me? Ka? I just be baniswa. Look, some of you, let that man receive the father's visit. He will change.
Amen.
He will change.
Amen.
Look, the father's visit can come for you through one word that you will speak. You will be inspired to speak one word. Mm. That's the father's visit. Mm. Look, the father's visit, I will take time to teach. It comes in several ways. A thought, an idea, whatever. Everyone online, I usher you into the father's visit.
Amen.
I usher you into the father's visit.
I receive the father's visit.
Anything in your life,
yes, Lord,
that is blocking the father's visit. Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus purge it.
Amen.
Let the blood of Jesus flash it.
Amen.
Let the blood of Jesus flash it.
Amen.
That your stubborn husband or stubborn wife, let that person encounter the father's visit.
Amen.
It will shock you.
Mm.
It will shock you. It will shock you. It will shock you. That thing you cannot tell. Let the father's visit come. Say, my father,
father
in heaven.
I position my mind, my spirit,
for the father's visit.
For the father's visit. I position my wife, I position my children, for the father's visit. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Say, my father in heaven.
Visit
this problem.
Visit this situation.
Mention that situation
visit
right now.
Invade this situation.
Invade this situation right now. Invade. this career situation, this marital issue, this health issue, this marital issue, this family issue, this business issue. Let the father's visit invade.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name. You know what the Lord was telling me? Say, after you have prayed like this, begin to act the opposite of the situation. Somebody should write it for me. After you have prayed like this, begin to act the opposite of the situation. Begin to talk the opposite of the situation. Amen. My God. My God. Say, after you have prayed like this, begin to act, begin to think, begin to talk the opposite of the situation. If it is financial, say, I am financially blessed. I am financially blessed. Because, oh my God, I sense the presence of God right now. Gladys, I sense the presence of God. I can't describe it. I haven't felt it this way before. I feel the presence of God in the house.
Amen.
Like the way I felt during the midnight. As if I am in a certain realm. As if I am somewhere. A new place. That's how the Father's visit is. The Lord is saying, after you have prayed like this, begin to act the opposite. Think the opposite. Talk the opposite. Act the opposite. If it is a financial issue, begin to say, Father, I thank you that your visit has brought financial blessings.
Amen.
Your visit has brought this blessing.
Amen.
Your visit has brought this blessing. Amen. Your visit has brought a change.
Amen.
Your visit, in fact, when I read Mama Comfort, immediately I saw Mama Comfort wrote her prayer point. Oh God, invade my situation. Then the Lord said, let her begin to act differently.
Amen.
Let her begin to speak differently. Mama Comfort. Yes.
Amen.
See, begin. Don't see the thing the same way. Begin to talk differently. And it will surprise you.
Amen.
How are we going to feel the Father's visit? Do you know how we feel the Father's visit? Corresponding action. The Father's visit was before the sea, but Moses didn't see. Until God told Moses, stretch the rod. So your stretching the rod is talking the opposite. Is talking the opposite. Is doing the opposite of the situation. Say, my Father's visit.
My Father's visit has brought financial blessing, has brought a change in this situation.
My Father's visit has brought a change. My workplace has brought a change in my husband's life, has brought a change in my wife's life, has brought a positive change in my marriage. My Father's visit, my Father's visit, my Father's visit has brought my husband, has brought my children, has brought my wife to be, has brought my children. My Father's visit has brought the solution, has brought the solution. My Father's visit. It is working. Yes. It is working. My God. It is. Let me just end it quickly so that myself and the lady pastor pray. It is just working. It is working. I feel the presence of God. My Father's visit. My Father's visit. My Father's visit. My Father's visit. My Father's visit has brought a turnaround. Has brought a turnaround. Has brought a change. Has brought a change. Has brought an increase. Has brought an increase. Has brought this breakthrough. My Father's visit. My Father's visit. My Father's visit. My Father's visit has brought these blessings. Has downloaded these blessings. My Father's visit. My Father's visit. My Father's visit. My Father's visit.
My Father's visit.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
The last prayer. Say, oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Help me.
Help me
to discern.
To discern
the Father's visit.
The Father's visit.
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Help me to discern.
Help me to discern.
Help me to know.
Help me to know
the Father's visit.
The Father's visit.
Help me to discern.
Help me to
the Father's visit.
The Father's visit.
Help me to discern.
Help me to
the Father's visit.
The Father's visit.
Help me to discern.
Help me to the Father's visit.
Help me to discern. The Father's visit.
Help me to discern.
The Father's visit.
Help me to discern.
Help me to discern. The Father's visit.
The Father's visit.
Discern.
Help
the Father's visit.
Help me to discern.
The Father's visit.
Help me to discern
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 the Father's visit.
Arrives. Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Now understand why I preached yesterday when the Lord, I wanted to invite somebody. Now understand, the Lord said, go and speak to my people. Wow. The Father's visit. Lord, I thank you. There are many things we don't understand. I wanted to invite a man of God. Even coming, the Lord is beginning to drop something in me. I don't know whether I'm having it, that lay hands on my people. Impart the Father's visit into them. My God. My God, my God, what is this? Lord, I am an obedient servant to you, Lord. Have mercy on me. I commit everyone online. I usher you into the Father's visit.
Amen.
I say, I usher you into the Father's visit. I usher you into the Father's visit. I usher you into the Father's visit. I declare and prophesy, let the Father's visit usher you out of that problem, out of that problem. Somebody should write this. Let the Father's visit usher you out. Let the Father's visit usher you out of that problem, usher you out of that shame, usher you out. Oh my God, tonight we are going to pray the Father. Let the Father's visit usher you out of that problem. Let the Father's visit. Let the Father's visit. Let the Father's visit. Let the Father's visit. Let the Father's visit, let the Father's visit usher you out, 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 usher you out of that problem, 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 out of that situation, 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 out of that pain, out of that pain. Out of that pain, 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 out of that shame, out of that shame, out of that shame, out of that shame, out of that disgrace, out of that disgrace, out of that disgrace, out of that disgrace, out of that delay, 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 out of that delay. I need to stop. Otherwise, I can't stop because it is just flowing. And I see light. There are sparkles of light as I was speaking. Sparkles of light. Sparkles of light. Sparkles of light. Sparkles of light. Let the Father's visit usher you out of that sickness. 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 Out of that disease. Out of that disease. Out of that disease. Out of that medical condition, 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 out of that financial issue, 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 out of that financial issue. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I need to end here, beloved. It is just flowing. It is just this latter part. Let the Father's visit usher me out and usher me into. Please pray it well. Usher me out and usher me into. Somebody should write it. Let my Father's visit usher me out and usher me into. It should usher you out of negative something and usher you into positive something. Usher you into your fulfillment. Usher you into your joy. Usher you into your greatness. Usher you into something. My God. My God. we will continue in the evening. 11th hour, we are going to still pray, taking my stand, taking my stand, taking my stand, taking my stand, taking my stand. But in the evening, we are continuing the Father's visit, the Father's visit, the Father's visit. God bless you. Amen. Experience the Father's visit. Amen. Every one of you, Mrs. Kuma, experience the Father's visit. Amen. It is your time to experience the Father's visit. God bless you, Madam Gifted Domtier in Spain. God, Dumti in Spain. God bless you, Hega. God, all of you, experience, yes, Perisor, Chief Executive. Yes, my own Sally. Yes, yes, my own Ellen. God bless all of you. Experience the Father's visit.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Shalom, peace.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.